Listening Library presents The Wings of Merlin, Book 5 of The Lost Years of Merlin, by T.A. Barron. Read for you by Kevin Isola. Author's Note.
Hi, this is T.A. Barron. Years ago, I had a dream, strikingly vivid, deeply mysterious. In it, a boy, nearly drowned, washed ashore on a strange, rugged coast. He had no memory at all of his childhood, not even his own name. And he certainly had no idea of the glorious destiny that awaited him. Nor did I, for I hadn't yet realized that this lone, bedraggled boy was really the wizard Merlin. He bore no resemblance at all to the legendary mentor of King Arthur, the Mage of Camelot, the greatest enchanter of all times. No, that discovery would be the first of Merlin's many surprises. But only the first, as those who have read or heard the first four volumes of this epic already know. This wizard is full of surprises. He startled me, as his scribe, with the true nature of his sight, his family, and his heritage. Then he went on to introduce us all to the mysterious Isle of Finchaira, unknown except to the ancient Celtic poets who called it an island beneath the waves, a bridge between the mortal earth and the immortal otherworld. Finchaira has become Merlin's first true home. The people he loves most are there: Rhea, Shim, Elaine, Caerpre, and Halia.